You are listening to the Almost Legal Podcast with Josh Ankasign.
Hey guys, welcome to the Almost Legal Podcast. This is your host, Josh Ankasign, and today I'm joined by two good friends of mine, Morgan Williamson and Judson Miller.
So what's up?
What's up?
How's it going?
That wasn't too bad. Yeah, I've known Morgan for about, 2017? 16 years?
16 years.
And me and Judson used to work together. So I heard the story of the Kentucky Derby from his point, from Morgan's point of view, but how was it for you?
For me?
Yeah.
It was a good time. We all, we have been on each horse. how much would you say we were at, Morgan? 200?
As a group? Easy 150.
Bet on the last horse? Lost it all?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it always works. I feel like every story y'all tell me about y'all's gambling.
Oh, you should have seen
it's that. So promising, and then just you shit the bed.
Yes.
That's how it was for me at the casino. We went that night, and then Judson had a different story at the casino.
Yeah, I went up to the club for a little bit. Sat there by myself for 2 hours.
Yeah, probably.
And did what? Just stared at people?
Nah, I just sat there and drank. And then Bison Temple cleared up, went down there. Where were we up?
When you got to the table, I was up probably 200. And then Woody was about even. Tony was up and down. And then Stax was around the same.
Yeah, I was even. I went up like, maybe 150.
What'd you say?
I went up for maybe 150.
Maybe.
Played by all rules, lost it all.
Mm-hmm. That was funny. And then we didn't really do much after that. We just settled down.
Went home.
Yeah, went back to the house and slept.
What convinced y'all to go to the Kentucky Derby in the first place?
Morgan just asked me. I was down to go.
My friend Lexi actually lives in Louisville, and she...
Shout out to Brooke.
She invited us up there. And Woody's cousin was already going, so we're like, all right, we'll go and hang out with his cousin. And then his cousin had come back to Birmingham with us from there. And then, let's see. Yeah, and then we had a free place to stay, so that helped us convince. Oh, yeah, and Tony and Stax were already going, and they needed a place to stay.
That's convenient.
Yeah, because it's like $800 a night for a hotel room up there.
Well, shit.
Yeah, so we should have some money.
Yeah.
I'd have gone and bought me a tent.
It was different than a tailgate. Right?
It
was pretty different.
You didn't want to stay in a tent around that place because it's in the middle of the ghetto.
I was telling this dude I know, like he's from Louisville. I was telling him like you would not think that the Kentucky Derby is around that neighborhood, right?
No,
it's not like bad, but it's not.
No, it's like
it's just like an average.
The equivalent for Birmingham would be like Legion Field, like. Don't want to be around.
Yeah, but
that's how bad it was.
Yeah, so like, you go to the Kentucky Derby, you think it's like the Derby, like around the tracks and be pretty nice. It was pretty questionable.
Not even, they got a 7-Eleven and some sketchy.
They had some,
Rickwood.
Pay for rubs.
They had like 7 strip clubs right by it.
And we didn't go to one.
What?
Nope, not one.
Were you disappointed?
I was disappointed.
Oh, yeah, he was very disappointed.
We were all disappointed.
I was not. I was happy that we didn't go.
We lost a lot of guys out there.
Playing for the Yankees?
Where's that from?
Wedding Crashers.
Okay, yeah. So what was it like living with drunk Morgan? Because you know there's a difference between the two. Sober Morgan and drunk Morgan.
There was like cycles.
Cycles?
Yeah, like sometimes it was like first few months it was cool. Second few months it was like, I come home, there's like a burned pizza in the oven, smoking up the apartment.
How bad?
Oh, real bad. Like, never got out. Smelled like burned pizza for a while.
It still smells like that to this day?
Yeah, probably.
It's that bad? Did you eat the pizza?
Bad. No, I just threw it off the balcony and went back to sleep.
Where were you? Where you fell asleep?
Yeah.
We beat up firefighters.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We did. Me, you, and Ray Polk.
Morgan did. I was just...
That's when you got that watch. I remember. Yeah, you wore that you stole that watch from that guy. You wore that every damn day. My trophy.
It was definitely my trophy for beating his ass.
Yeah.
He was a volunteer firefighter. It wasn't like a real one.
Word.
I guess that makes it.
So if there's a fire, you volunteers every once in a while.
It's a big fire. I'll let the guys get this one on their own.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So now, something I saw. Kathy Griffin. You see that? I know y'all are probably familiar with the whole Trump head, decapitated head thing.
Yeah.
What do y'all think about that?
I didn't know who Kathy Griffin was until it happened.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought Kathy Griffin was the girl version of Andy Dick because they look alike. They look spot on.
They really do.
And so, I mean, I knew she was, but I always thought, like, for the longest time, I thought that was Andy Dick. But then for her to do that, for being like a public figure like she is, it was dumb.
Right. Like, I don't understand. Like, you know, she has endless amount of people around her. She didn't have one of them say, that might not be a good idea to.
Yeah, I mean, but like, as like a big figure, though, like, I had no idea who she was.
Oh, you're a big figure?
No, I mean, I'm not at all. I just had no idea who she was.
Oh, I thought you said me as a big figure.
No, like, as like her being a big figure, like, I had no idea who she was.
I still don't, honestly.
I just know her for that.
I thought she was a news anchor, and then I heard this interview she did today, and she was talking about, I love making people laugh. I've done stand-up in this place. I was like, oh, I thought she was like a news anchor. What is she?
Well, I mean, she's like, just like I told you before, dude, like those Trump jokes, they've gotten sort of tired out. Like, I mean, if you're a comedian, you're making a Trump joke, it's just like a layup.
Yeah, she did the whole Trump thing a few months too late. Because that was like a big fad, was just shit on Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's
kind of he is an easy target, but
it just, yeah, for comedy, like for a comedian, like for comedy, like for like a professional comedian, it's sort of gotten tired out.
Yeah. That's yeah. True. Yeah. The main thing I've noticed that's been going on for the past few years that's been bothering me is the same people that are like screaming for equal rights and equality.
I'm just kidding. Don't say it. My bad. Don't do that.
Are the main culprits on who's like separating people and like putting them in factions and dividing this country. I feel like the country has been more divided than it's been in a really, really long time.
Since the Civil War.
Since the Civil War?
Yeah.
The South will rise again. They don't say that much anymore.
I think I'd say probably since like the early 90s with like the LA riots and stuff like that when it first started.
What happened to the LA riots?
You don't remember that? With like Rodney King got beat and then the officers got acquitted from all charges.
Yeah.
If you don't remember, it's all
like that. I remember Rodney King.
Like, you had that, and then you had like the OJ thing. Mm-hmm. Like the early 90s is kind of like probably the last time America was really divided with race.
Well, I just, like I said, I just don't get it. While claiming people are racist, you're being twice as racist as the people you're calling racist.
Exactly. Like, do you see that?
The Black Lives Matter thing you shared?
That chick?
Yeah.
She was saying, like, no white people can be there. And it's like, that's racism. That's the exact thing you're trying to stop.
Yeah, he's like, okay, so you're saying that your people can't come just because of the color of their skin? You don't think that's racist? And she's like, oh, poor white people.
Yeah, she denies it.
I don't know why he didn't just go, okay, why don't you flip the roles right here? If I said, okay, no black people can come because of the color of their skin and that only, or that and that reason only.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be racist. Oh, poor black people. You know,
yeah. See? And then he even says, like, so no Hispanics, no Asians, like Latinos or whatever. He's like, none of these people of color can come there. And she's like, blah, no, it's not about that. She just like went on this huge rant and like avoided all of his challenging questions that she couldn't answer. And it kept coming back to it. We decided to do this for ourselves because 200 years ago, y'all been having y'all's one day every day, white days every day. And she's like, we want to have the one black day. And it's like, but I don't understand how white days every day.
Right?
Hey, white privilege, man.
I mean, they have a month.
Yeah, he said something about white privilege.
Yeah, man. Y'all didn't get the memo? We don't have to do anything. I wake up every day and just people bring me food and I don't do anything. No, but why do you think that is? Why do you think there's so, like, everything's so divided? Like, in so many different ways other than just color of skin, but, like, everything.
I mean, because, like, Fox and CNN are just so opposite. Yeah. They're just they just compete.
There's no gray area. You can't just be a citizen of the world. You're either
right or left.
Right or left.
There's no in between anymore.
There is no in between.
Because I mean, you could be borderline right, and they would still call you.
There is no borderline right.
Yeah, I'm saying. I mean,
but see, they call you a fascist.
Yeah,
they label you. They put you in categories or groups, and it's hard to get your way out of that when you're already been labeled a racist, fascist, and all this other stuff.
And like the left side, communist.
Communist.
No matter what. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I guess though.
It's just.
I don't know. I've been thinking about that a lot lately.
It really bothers me, but there's nothing I can do about it. So, like, when I see, like, stupid posts on, like, social media about it, I just ignore it. I don't try to watch the videos because it's just going to piss me off. And the same thing, like, I like, retweet and share posts that are very conservative. But, I mean, they don't have to read my stuff, just like I don't have to read their stuff. And usually I just scroll right on over it.
I probably should watch more videos because I just read the title and then I watch like the first 5 minutes and I'm like, oh, this probably has a good message. I've done it where it came back and bit me in the butt. Like I shared it and then someone was like, why'd you share that? I was like, oh no, I just like the first scene right there. But like a few minutes in, it was like completely opposite of what I thought it was. But no.
Yeah, like with some of the videos, It's so hard to actually tell what's credible and not because they're cuts from questions. And right. Someone can say like, oh, this is his stance on something. He can just be like denying all this stuff and it actually be like about a completely different topic.
Yeah. Just take things out of context.
Yeah.
All right. Today we'll be talking about a little thing called conspiracy theories. What do you think about conspiracy theories?
I actually love them. Believe.
One at a time. What? Morgan?
I say they're fun to believe. They're fun to believe, even if they're like so far gone that you can't believe them. They're just fun to get into.
Yeah. The far gone ones is kind of like muddy in the water.
Yeah.
That's what makes like conspiracy theories so scary because like there's so many. There's a conspiracy theory, I feel like, about everything. Like, what's your favorite insane conspiracy theory that makes no freaking sense?
The Holocaust didn't happen.
Okay, I was about to say, that's one. Did you know? Go ahead.
I'm going to go with the most debated one. 9/11. Yeah.
That's not crazy.
Yeah, but it's probably most debated.
I was about to say, that's like up there with JFK. Like, I think it's JFK is the amount of people that believe that stuff didn't happen the way they say it did, and then 9/11.
Yeah, I agree.
I ran across a fact that 11 million people in the world think that all the major world leaders are reptilian
lizards. Oh, yeah, I saw
yes,
that. Yes,
they're reptilian, a race of aliens called reptilians, mm-hmm. with their main goal is world domination.
Yeah, I've heard that.
11 million people in the world think that. That's insane.
That's a very small percentage, though.
I know.
Because it's 7 billion.
But guess what? As soon as you bring up conspiracy theories, you get lumped in with those people. No matter what, no matter how valid your conspiracy theory is, you're a reptilian lover or whatever. I don't get it. I just don't. It bothers me. All right. Judson.
All right.
You need some water?
No, I'm good.
Want some juice?
That blackout berry's good.
Oh, it's bomb AF, bro.
No, we needed it like 30 minutes ago.
What?
30 minutes ago, we needed it.
But you need to speak. Pronunciate.
All right, I'll try.
Okay, back to the topic. Morgan, what's the most intriguing conspiracy theory in your eyes?
It's like most interesting.
Most interesting.
I mean, 9/11's got to be up there, but I'm trying to think of some other ones. I like the JFK assassination.
Denver Airport.
Denver Airport one's pretty cool. Sandy Hook. Yes, that's pretty good one too.
One at a time, guys. One at a time.
I'm just throwing some out there.
Since you're not talking and you just happen to spit out the Denver airport, we'll go with that one.
All right.
Because I want to JFK and like 9/11. Those are the holy grail of conspiracy theories. I think we should do a whole episode on those.
Yeah. I like the one where they said Hitler and his wife never actually like.
Or Amelia Earhart.
Hey.
Or Tupac.
Guys, we're not even talking about conspiracy theories. All
right. Tupac.
We can't get into any details if you keep throwing out some stuff, bro. We're back at the Denver airport.
All right.
Denver airport. Let's go.
That's sketchy.
Yeah.
Have you looked at it? Do you know any, like, the details?
Yeah, the murals and all that.
That's weird.
Not only that, like, there's, like, a secret level of construction going on that you have to have, like, high security clearance to go down into it.
It's still under construction.
Yeah, and they keep expanding it. Since 1986. They keep expanding it.
And they go, it's 100% the new Denver airport, which wasn't needed in the first place, is 100% privately funded, and they're $5.2 billion over budget as of right now, and they're still under construction.
Isn't there like their runways shaped like a swastika?
Yeah, that's
in they say it, but I don't see it. Like, it just happens to like be in the same kind of, but I don't see it.
But I mean, that could be a common mistake because you make runways based off like wind direction, average wind direction, like, and stuff to make it easier to fly in.
Yeah. But I think it's crazy. That is an intriguing one. What was the one you just said?
The Nazi with like Hitler and his wife never actually died.
And him going to Argentina?
There's one that's been Argentina and the Arctic. Antarctica.
Do you think Hitler actually died in the bunker?
Well, I watched some stuff on it and they never actually positively identified the body.
Mm-mm.
And
Russia still has the remains and wouldn't release them.
Supposedly, quotations, end quotes.
Right.
And they won't release it. And the guy that did the autopsy was actually like a historian. He had no medical experience whatsoever. And the bodies were burnt.
Right. And if you're not familiar about how Hitler met his demise, towards the end of the World War II, they were in their bunker with his wife, and they reportedly, he gave her
cyanide pill.
Cyanide capsule, and he shot himself in the head, and then told one of his guards to burn their bodies, which I don't know why. So the only evidence they had that they died was that they said, hey, this was Hitler, and this is his burnt body.
So is the Osama one close to that?
Osama, what about him?
I mean, like,
the sketchiness about them dipping them over the seas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we actually killed. I don't even know. Is that even a conspiracy theory? Because I don't think we killed Bin Laden. We might have killed one of his doubles.
I think he's been dead for years and they try to keep it on.
I agree.
Because, like, as time went on, his beard got, like, darker and, like, less gray. And it was, like, very sketchy.
I don't know.
But the video.
Just for men.
No, they. Allah it's approved. Documented. We're jumping around too much, but it's documented.
Just for men.
It's documented that they said the reason they dumped Osama bin Laden's body over the ship overseas and didn't bring it for people to see it is because of his religion, which he's Muslim. And that's not in any text. That's not a thing. They just made that up. They're like, oh, yeah, whatever. They'll do it.
Yeah, because we have no knowledge of Muslim or whatever, Islam.
Yeah. Usually the government just refuses to admit the existence of Islam. They're scared of them or something.
Hmm.
No, but I don't know. Conspiracy theories, it is a slippery slope. I admit I get balls deep in some conspiracy theories.
I mean, I get deep down in the internet, just like in a black hole and can't get out.
What's the main reason why you watch conspiracy theories, though?
Just because of interest. I mean, and it's another point of view.
Is it a point of view? I like hearing both sides.
Yeah, it's like I have my opinion, and it's like being open-minded and hear another opinion and be like,
right?
Yeah,
that's exactly how I feel. Like, because I feel like you're like doing yourself an injustice with just taking things the way
that's been told.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah? You're talking to me.
Like if you look through all throughout history, like that we learn, I mean, that's like all us basically. It's just telling it. So it's pretty easy to lie about it.
Yeah. No, it's just like with this whole push of fake news and conspiracy theories.
I feel there's definitely been faker news.
I feel like anytime the government brings up conspiracy theories, they're trying to hide something. Because think about all the times.
They're always hiding something.
Well, yeah. Just think about all the times that the government's brought up not believing conspiracy theories. It was always after some shady shit went down. George Bush. You know what I'm saying? Like all of them. Mm-hmm. JFK talking about secret societies and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, the JFK era, I'm not even getting into his assassination. That era from right before to right after was
like the 60s.
So corrupt. From the 50s to the 60s.
Yeah.
Do you think that they were just corrupt then, or they're the same now, and they're just better at hiding it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know if they're better at hiding it.
I think they are.
Yeah, easy.
I think it's just I think they're the same to me.
Just as corrupt or worse.
It seems like there's just as many stories that come out, though. And, like, you just move on.
Yeah, but most of them either get pushed under the rug or just get your tinfoil hat sent to you in the mail and you're just a psycho. Like Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. That dude is
like documents there. Are out there of shady crap going on in the government and just people. I don't even get me into it. Cause it's rabbit hole that never ends. Basically the reason I did this episode on conspiracy theories is I forgot what conspiracy theory I was watching a documentary about. I was telling a guy I work with about it, and no matter what I told him, he just wouldn't accept the fact that that would be a possibility. He was just like, no, there's no way they would do that. There's no way.
I mean, there's only like one conspiracy theory that I'm like hard on that I disagree with.
What's that?
The moon landing. Like faking of the moon landing. Oh, like, we had to go to the moon. We had to be on the moon.
Oh, you're saying you disagree with it.
Like, we definitely went
to the moon. So you're 100% you think we went to the moon?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd be more against the 9/11 one than that one.
Why's that?
I mean, I don't know. It just seems kind of like there's too many people have to know about it. Same with the moon, though. I mean, but like a second.
So are you saying that more positive that the 9/11 conspiracy is more valid than the moon?
I'm saying I believe more in we land on the moon than I did that we planned 9/11.
Oh, okay.
So he doesn't think 9/11 is an inside job. He thinks that like 19 hijackers actually truly carried out the hijacking and all that.
Yeah.
Well, do you think it actually went the way they said it did?
I mean, maybe not.
It doesn't have to be
right. I'm just saying, like, the moon. I believe that. I don't know. I mean, I just believe the moon one is easier to cover up than one where you have to have, like, hundreds of people involved or thousands of people involved.
Yeah, NASA could just be a need-to-know basis type deal. And when you boil it down.
I don't even know if that's not true or not.
When you boil it down, and you think about motives and what's at stake, it kind of makes more sense for them to fake the moon landing than to actually do it. Because what's worse, trying, failing, and then getting beat by the Russians?
Okay, so wait, but are you saying that you believe it, that we faked it more than you believe that it happened?
No, I think the saying that we faked the landing and all that is a bunch of crap. Okay. Because I think we actually did go to the moon.
Oh, okay. I was comparing them a little wrong, but
yeah.
Still.
I thought you were saying that you...
I still say that it's easier to cover up a fake moon landing than it is 9/11. Because you have to have more people involved to cover up that.
Cover up what?
9/11.
Maybe.
A lot more. You have to have.
You got to think about 90% of the government and how compartmentalized it is. It's a lot easier than you'd think.
But the moon? I mean,
Moon is simple.
Yeah, that's very simple. He's agreeing with you, saying it's
okay. I'm not disagreeing with anybody. I'm just trying to clarify what you're trying to say.
Yeah, no, okay, so I'm arguing it's easier to convince like two or three people to lie than it is.
And I was just saying it's a lot easier than you think.
You have to have thousands of other people agree.
Where? With which one?
9/11.
Maybe not.
I mean,
there's a lot of things that went into that.
They seem to be almost uncomparable to me.
It is a lot more difficult, but it's not as difficult as
you think. Like one of the conspiracies would be to convince, like, the moon, and then 9/11 would be to, like, want to take action. Like the moon is, like, trying to keep up. Like, if Russia gets there first, you want to, so you go on the moon, right?
Yeah, y'all are saying the same exact thing.
Yeah. I totally agree with you.
I just think they're different arguments.
No, I agree with you. All I was saying, you saying it was, it's a, basically, to sum it up, you were saying it's a lot easier to fake a moon landing than it is to
convince
a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Endless amounts of people to hide and keep a secret of a very complex and planned out plan.
Yeah.
Correct? Yeah. And I said, and basically what I was saying is it's actually a lot easier than you think. Yes, it's more difficult, but the government and the way it's structured is so compartmentalized that it's a need to know basis type deal. And a lot of the things that made the hijackings and possible is a lot of high ranking officers just happened to go on vacation that day. Like the person that was in control.
I mean, couldn't the moon thing just be just as simple though? I mean, like,
moon's simple.
Yeah. We're agreeing. I said it's super simple. Okay. All I'm saying is that the 9/11 thing, I haven't really got to tell you what I'm trying to say. Basically, on that day, a bunch of people went on vacation, and the actual person that was in control of the person that was in control of air traffic was like his first day.
Yeah, I mean, all I'm saying for me is that it's hard for me to believe stage than the moon. You asked what we think is the easiest stage.
Yeah, right. No, but like when you see that's what makes them so difficult because it's just like an endless sea of information and someone always has an opinion and someone always has this fact that no one else knows. It just ruins their credibility, I guess. Even the people that have like legitimate and great information. Like I was watching this one conspiracy theory on 9/11. It's Follow the Money. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Watch that one.
I like the Loose Change.
Loose Change is good. That's more vague, and it just kind of tells you everything. It's not vague at all, actually. It's very detailed. But it tells you about every aspect of it. This just does the financial one.
Okay, that's cool.
And it's pretty interesting to see how many people just
like
pulled out or got
like how that guy put like an insurance policy on the
basically like raised exactly insurance like that.
Policy like $3 billion or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of insurance, you've all heard about the conspiracy theory about the Titanic and it not actually sunk?
No. I mean, we've been to it at the bottom of the sea.
I saw the movie and I'm convinced.
No, it's not.
She let go.
A ship sunk. But it was its older sister, the smaller older sister like that almost looked identical.
The Titanic Senior?
No. The Olympic or something.
No, it's like...
I think it's an Olympic.
Sistina or something like that?
It's something maybe. Like that.
So not like the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria?
No.
It was... basically, their motive was this was an older ship that was on its last leg. So they wanted to get insurance money. So they sank it, basically. That's their theory.
While we're on Titanic, have you seen the one where like they saw like this one guy said he saw evidence of how the Titanic sank and like what happened? Is that there was like a fire because you know at the bottom level there's a there was like the boiler rooms and coal rooms and stuff.
Yeah,
they said they had a fire in one of those rooms and it melted like kind of bent the steel and weakened it up a lot
and it collapsed.
And then when they hit the iceberg, that's the spot that penetrated and they never. Since they were already like kind of cutting it close to deadline, that they saw that and avoided the problem. Like we're not going to have any issues with it. It'll make it across, and then we'll assess with it. And then they hit an iceberg, and that's what this guy said. And it was actually pretty interesting. You can see it, like, in pictures and stuff.
Is that the same documentary when he was trying to explain why the spotters couldn't see it, and it was because of some type of optical illusion that the stars and the something?
No, I don't know.
Not the Jack and Rose story, for sure.
No. It was something I saw, and I think it was like a Facebook video, probably. It was just interesting to watch.
Okay, so that's another topic. So how true are those videos?
What videos?
We already talked about that.
Like any video you see on Facebook. Like any given video.
No, that's what I was saying earlier. Like, you don't know the credibility of it because you don't know
on any social media site.
Yeah, on social media. Yeah.
What videos?
Like any
like when, any like when you talk when like we're talking about like
someone shares like anything where you see like a huge headline like you'll never believe what Michelle Obama did.
Oh, stuff like okay.
That. Yeah, like when people do like the Donald Trump tweets and it says like this stuff, but like it's clearly edited.
It's like clickbait. Okay, yeah. So you don't know what clickbait's going to say.
Yeah. No, my main question is what makes a credible source a credible source?
MLA format.
You know what I meant? A news source.
I mean, having someone there on the scene, I guess, but they could still could still lie.
They pick and choose what they want to cover. All I'm saying is,
I mean, it has to be.
We're so manipulated and brainwashed. Like, it's so blatant that, you know, how can it be credible? Like, how can they say, okay, Fox and CNN are the only credible news sources? They're both covering the same topic. But they're completely different.
It's true.
Like if Trump did something, Fox would be like, oh, Trump did this today. No, that's exciting. Oh, look at his daughter. She's sexy, blah, blah, blah. CNN would be like, oh my God, Trump did this. He's working with the Russians. He went, I saw him. He had a choice to go to two different bathrooms. He went to a bathroom that a Russian used 2 days ago. Coincidence? I think not. I don't. Impeachment of 2017. Watch it.
Kind of like how they were talking about Trump got two scoops of ice cream versus all of his staff members got one.
Oh, he's a douchebag.
I remember that. That shit was funny.
Why do you think people are so quick?
I mean, if I was president, I would take two scoops.
Oh, yeah. I'd probably take three. Push the limit.
You guys have maybe half scoop.
Why do you think people are so quick to Why do you think people are so quick to dismiss conspiracy theories?
Because
they believe whatever they hear or see.
Not only that, I mean, they could be trying to hide something. And so they kind of shut it down real quick.
Not the everyday person, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The everyday person's not trying to hide. Like, oh, I have something.
Well, I mean, like, because people are different and stubborn and ignorant and believe whatever they hear. And then some people actually take the effort in doing research.
Yeah. Like I said, it's not just the government. Like, after doing some research, I wanted to find out what the majority of Americans really honestly feel about the government and then what they think about them.
I would think that most do not trust them.
Yeah, actually. When people are asked what they actually think about the government, the results vary based on how you ask them. Like, if you just ask them in a general way, like, hey, what do you think about the government? The vast majority of them responds negatively. Like, most of the time, and by most I mean probably 60% of the time, there's people say that the government's corrupt, inherently wasteful, and only 29% of Americans actually trust that the government will do what's right always or most of the time. And 50% of the people that were asked see their government as a threat to their rights and freedoms.
50% is a insanely high number.
All right. All these people don't believe in conspiracy theories. What do they actually think about the government? Do they not believe in conspiracy theories because you think the government's just all dandy and...
I would say that most people don't trust it fully.
Fully at all? Like,
I would say that they probably think that like 50% of the stuff they say is not completely true.
Do you think it's like an age thing? Do you think a certain...
Yeah, I think definitely like this generation. Like I think like our grandparents think that everything they say is true.
That's true, yeah.
I agree. I think that like our generation is pretty skeptical. Then you got the in-between.
And it's weird. Because I feel like more shady shit went down in their era than it did in ours.
Well, yeah, but now
they were aware of it.
But now you have information.
Yeah.
So like our generation, obviously, it's going to be more cautious rather than theirs. Like even like our parents, like they're probably more inclined to believe what they hear on TV.
Yeah. Because they did studies and only 29% of Americans that were asked think that the government will actually do what's right. Like
make the right decision?
Do what's right for the citizens, like overall.
I believe that's a pretty high percentage.
29%?
Yeah. For people that think the government's doing everything like by the book, right all the time. I think it's a very high percentage to fully believe in your government.
I'm not sure. I honestly don't know.
In the same study, they 50% of the people said that they see the government as a threat to take their rights and freedoms.
And I believe that's a pretty low percentage.
Yeah, like
it's kind of weird because it's not like back in the day, like where you know you're just like overthrow your government. Like now you can't do that. I'm not saying we should, but yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like it's. Like, what percentage do you have to get to for people to start thinking that?
I don't know.
I'm not saying we should do it. I'm just asking, like, what do you think?
Now, the thing is with me is, when will we get to the point that we realize that maybe this whole government structure and thing is a little bit outdated?
Only having, like, one guy?
Not even just that. I'm just saying, like, structure different.
I mean, do you think there should be like one guy running everything?
Yeah.
A judicial, executive, and Supreme Court? What is it?
Why is there a
council rather than just like one guy?
Yeah. Why is there one guy? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
It's like a jury of your peers has like 12. Like, why?
Why is there one dude?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Because he's going to side with like whatever side put him in.
Right.
Especially with like how divided it is now. We talked about that earlier.
Exactly.
But
there's either right or left.
If it is Trump, like an outside guy, like he's going to go with what he's got.
Right. I feel like politics is literally politicians, presidents, whoever, they don't give a shit what they do as long as it's the opposite of the opposing party.
And it's always like
you know
one
what I mean?
Guy. It's always one guy, so like they can keep doing that.
Well, it's not just one guy because you have like the legislative, executive.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so but if you have a Republican majority, you're going to have...
That's put there by the people.
Right, but we're saying
But it always... But okay, but at the same time, I see what you're about to say, but like at the same time, that always flops. So it's like 50%, it's always like Republicans, and then the rest, like after that, then it's always Democrats.
It's based on how well you do your job.
But is it? Like with how often it flip-flops? It's like 50%. Like 50% of the time, it's like ran by Republicans, and the other 50% it's ran by Democrats. And like, what if you just had like a council, so that like they represented like it was like a vote,
that's
a larger vote or like a smaller vote, I guess.
That's gonna do it for today's show. See ya.
Just be sure to subscribe. And if you have a question or request for content on the show, contact Almost Legal Podcast on Twitter or email almostlegalpodcast@gmail.com.
Guys, if you enjoyed that episode, please do me a favor and go to iTunes or Google Play and rate and subscribe. It does a lot on getting my show out there and letting other people listen. Also, if there's any topic or funny content you want shared on the show, feel free to find us on Twitter at ALPShow17. Or email me at almostlegalpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any ideas for drinking games or you want to submit trivia questions, please feel free to send them my way. If you choose to send trivia questions, just include 5 to 10 categories of questions and just label them. That'd be great. Thanks for listening, guys, and until next week, I'll see y'all. Have a good week.